Insiders, an ASI media podcast that covers the issues that matter most to the promotional products industry. I'm Chris Ruvo for ASI, and today I'm joined by my colleague Nate Kuzma, ASI Senior Executive Director of Research. Nate spearheads our Distributor Quarterly Sales Survey, which tracks distributor sales, business outlook, and more by the quarter. Results for the first quarter of 2023 are in, and there's some very interesting findings. Nate and I are going to jump into those today. Nate, thanks for being with me.
Chris, I'm always honored to be asked.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. I'm glad that my asking honors you. Let's jump into the first question here. So the big question, how much did distributor sales increase on average in Q1? And then I think maybe even more importantly, what are some of the factors that drove that performance?
Yeah, so you know, it's slowed down a little bit, right? I don't think this is going to come as too much of a surprise to most companies out there, but it's kind of a weird market right now, even beyond our industry, right? Like everything's kind of a little weird. People are like waiting on the edge. I mean, Q1 for the industry was up 3.3% from Q1 of 22.
So all right, I'll just reemphasize that 3.3% over the prior year's Q1.
Correct. So it was up. But what's kind of curious is that's coming down from a Q4, especially where there were really, really significant growths, right? Yeah. So everything, you know, after people got through the Q4, and the Q4 is the busiest selling season. Yeah. After it got back, people kind of like pulled back a little bit. I think we're seeing that across overall, like the wider industry as well, and the economy as well. There's like this hesitancy right now. So what drove it? I mean, you know, standard, you know, beginning of the year, people ramping up for trade show season. Those are the types of things that are going to drive business in Q1. But it was definitely more challenging. I mean, you know, inflation is still around, right? So that's going to
I was going to ask you about that. What role did inflation play in the increase?
I think if you look at how much prices increased in 2020 throughout 2022, you know, especially post Q1 22, it played a role. I mean, people aren't necessarily selling as much, but they're selling. But you know, we're not measuring activity; we're measuring sales. I do think that without inflation, the industry might have been flat, or even maybe a little bit down. To be honest,
really okay, interesting. So, great stuff. And I'm just as you're talking, I'm thinking of a couple things from my reporting and just from discussions we've had. About Q1 performance, right? Like, so Q1, and I think you alluded to this, tends to be a little bit of a slower quarter a lot of times for our industry. Like a lot, it seems like on the whole, Q4 tends to be a more robust quarter. And then Q1, there's kind of a little, like even last year, I think Q1 was the, had the slowest rate of growth, year-over-year growth of any quarter. And that seemed to correspond again this year. The 3.3% growth, though, is kind of interesting because it was since we've started this recovery, right, from COVID, the COVID economic lows, that was the slowest rate of increase of any quarter since the recoveries began. So maybe that's a little bit concerning because it didn't just slow down, it really slowed down, but not necessarily, right, because it might just be that some of that business is on hold.
I do feel like that's probably the case by and large. Is that business is sort of on hold. It's not that, you know, it's like everybody's sort of, you know, waiting on the precipice of a recession. But they've been waiting on it now
for a year, at least.
Well north of a year at this point, right? So it's coming. It's sort of like the Austin Powers movie. You know, if you remember that movie where the guy's going to get run over by the steamroller and the movie and it takes like 2 minutes because
he won't
move. It's sort of like that. Is it coming? I don't know. Like, is it possible we can just move out of the way of it? Yeah, I think it actually is. So I think it's very heavily psychological right now as opposed to actually being driven by actual business.
Actual factors. All right. Interesting stuff. Let's delve a little deeper on the data here. What percentage of distributors increased sales in Q1 versus what percentage saw a decrease? And should we read into those numbers? Is there anything to kind of take away? What do those figures say about the kind of the state of the industry in Q1 and maybe going forward?
What it says is that some are up and some are down, right?
It's, okay, and simple as
smaller,
that.
And a smaller group are kind of like, you know, it's what it is, right? Okay. Just under half of distributors saw sales increase in Q1 23 versus Q1 22, 46%. Okay. One third, though, and this is interesting, one third saw a decrease, right? Now, again, a decrease could be 1%, 2%, 3%, same thing on the increase side. But what I think you're finding is that it really depends on who your clients are, how diversified your client base is, and also where you're located. I mean, there's going to be some parts of this country that are going to be more robust in terms of economic activity than others. You know, if you're heavily in tech right now, you're probably hurting.
Yeah.
You know, you're probably hurting. If you're in construction or, you know, manufacturing, you might not be hurting quite as much. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're in education, could be like sort of a mixed bag, depending on where you're located. So I just really think it comes down to diversification is the easiest way to make sure that you're not going to be heavily adversely affected. I mean, we saw that during the early days of COVID for sure. Right. I mean, if you were all in on hospitality, you got destroyed.
Oh, my gosh. That was not a good place to be.
But if you had people in education, people in health and medical, you probably weathered the storm a little bit better. And I think that's probably what you're seeing now, because who kind of knows what the next, you know, industry is that's going to crash and burn or increase exponentially. I just don't think we know.
Oh, yeah. And that the figure of a 46% of distributors increasing, but 33% having a decrease, it really shows what a mixed bag of a quarter it was. And it speaks to your point that, you know, it might have been the luck of the draw to some degree, one way or the other, who your clients are, where they were going, you know, at that moment. So it was hard to kind of definitively characterize the quarter at, you know, one way or the other.
It was, I mean, Q4 was strong, 7 and 10.
Yeah.
So it's just over 70% of distributors increased their sales in Q4. That's a big, big number. I mean, it's not the biggest number we've seen, because, you know, coming out of COVID, we saw some pretty big numbers, but that's like almost like, for, you know, in terms of like normal business cycles, that's a historically high number.
Yeah. And just one other point I'll make on this one is that last year's Q1, so Q1 2022, 47% of distributors increased sales. So that is, if you look year to year, that's a fairly comparable number. So even though, hey, we of course like to see that number higher, the number of the percentage of distributors increasing sales, it still seems comparable, at least in a year over year sense, to what was last year. So not necessarily cause for panic that more than half of distributors didn't increase sales.
No, I wouldn't say it's a cause for panic at all. I think more kind of what you're seeing here is we're running into a bit of a more traditional business cycle where not everybody's up or not everybody's down. You're going to depending on your overall business structure and your client makeup, may have a good quarter, you might not. It really comes down to that.
All right. Great point. Another thing that just kind of gives some sense of or some insight into what, you know, what's happening with end markets, or at least what was happening with end markets in Q1, is that let me see if I get this phrasing right. The percentage of distributors saying that various markets are robust kind of decreased across the board for almost all markets. I think I had that right.
Yeah.
So just can you just unpack that a little bit? What does that mean?
Sure. So what we do is we ask distributors what markets, and we give them a laundry list of different industries out there, were the most robust for you in the quarter, right? Now they don't have to select just one, right? They don't have to select two or three. They can select multiple industries if they are having really robust quarters with those clients. So sometimes you get these numbers where, you know, 70%, 60%, 50%. And what you saw was everything kind of slid a little bit negative this quarter compared to where it'd been in the past. So, you know, you remember when you asked me, like, okay, Nate, what's going on here? How can this be? Well, what it means is not as many industries are being robust for distributors. So you know, just to put in simple terms, if in one quarter, right, a distributor might have selected education, manufacturing, hospitality, and retail, right? Now they just might only be selecting, only education and hospitality was good. The other two, not so much. Okay. So you have that sort of self-selection that's being moved away. So it's just an overall decrease in business activity across industries that's really causing it.
Okay. All right. Interesting. But we should still point out, of course, that, of course, the top line number of sales did increase and that there were still, it wasn't like people were saying, you know, no markets are robust. There was still, you know, decent percentages of distributors saying that various markets, like as you alluded to, education, manufacturing, nonprofit are still good to sell into, just not as many where the percentages weren't as high.
Correct. Yeah, it's just not. Again, like, you know, this is where, you know, we've been through doom and gloom, man. Q2 20 was doom and gloom. Right? This is not that. This is just it's a cycle now, and it's a cycle that's just confounding, I think, a lot of people, because nobody really knows what's going to happen next. I mean, interest rates have been risen. You know, inflation's been tamed a lot. Like, yeah. Inflation has definitely been, I was reading an article today, I think it was Argentina, they just raised their interest rate to 99%. 99%. Okay? It was up 7 percentage points. They have, like, runaway inflation.
You might as well just go lay in the field and quit. Just there's nothing to do. If it's like that, yeah. Just...
So when you look at them, you know, you look at America, it's like probably right around like 5%, I think, right about now. I think they mentioned that in the story. So like when you see it, it's kind of been tamed. It's not nearly where it was. It's just kind of perplexing about like what's next. And I think that we're all kind of just sort of like trying to make it through to see what it is.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. All right, so I want to jump onto something else here. Kind of an interesting, I love some of the finds that you come up with in the data, and how, and one of the things that we do, or you do, I should say, is that, you know, you break distributor performance down according to revenue category. So we can say, for instance, you know, distributors over that produce more than $5 million a year in revenue, collectively, on average, increased sales by, I think it was 4.3% in the first quarter. And then we kind of go for different revenue categories. And one of the interesting quirks of the data was that the industry's smallest distributors, which we classify as those that do $250,000 or less in annual revenue, grew by the greatest percentage. So in just in terms of percentage growth, they actually outpaced the industry's largest distributors, which is a reversal of what we've tended to see in recent years. What do you think drove that performance?
The lack of corporate boards for their clients.
Okay.
Seriously, though, when you think about who clients typically, you know, what type of clients typically make up a distributor's book of business, right? Mm-hmm. The distributors that are selling over $5 million or more in sales, those are big distributors. Those are, you know, big, bigger companies. Who are their clients going to be? Their clients might be more, or are probably more likely to be, you know, MNCs, to be large corporate entities, to be people who are like selling all, you know, who have offices in multiple locations, who might be public, who might have a board of directors, who might have an entire team dedicated towards finance, who are saying, whoa, we got to pull back. Smaller distributors probably aren't dealing with them as frequently. They might be dealing with much more local businesses, local educational institutions, local nonprofits, things like that. And they're not pulling back probably as fast, right? Mm-hmm. They might be saying, shit, business is good. Mm-hmm. I get what everybody's saying, but business is good, and I need to sell, and I'm selling products. I need to give stuff away. I need to promote my business to keep going. So I think it really probably has more to do with who their clients are rather than necessarily anything differently that they're doing. It just might not be a sharper pullback. It is interesting, though, Chris. You're right. We don't often see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, because I want to say I talked about five different distributors in that revenue category doing research for the article that I wrote based on your data. And that was a lot of it. They were just saying, you know, my clients aren't pulled back. Hey, the one distributor referred to that he works a lot in the hospitality industry, and he recently added a doctor to his client portfolio, and a moving company, you know, and these are all, as you said, smaller local businesses, kind of, you know, like owner operated in a lot of cases. And it's like those folks, at least so far, have not pulled back. They're like, no, I still need t-shirts for my people. I still want, you know, mugs, you know, I still need pens to hand out and things of that nature. And so whereas that corporate level, you know, a large entity has all these folks internally forecasting and looking at macro trends and everything, the smaller business is just like, well, business is still coming in, so I still need to promote, you know? So I think that contributed to that strong performance for the smaller distributors.
I mean, Twitter laying off 8,000 people does not affect the distributor located in New Jersey who sells $200,000 a year. It doesn't impact them in the least.
Right, right. Yeah, great point. All right, so another thing we measure in the quarterly sales survey is distributor confidence. Of course, we have the Counselor Confidence Index. It's a measure of distributor financial health and optimism. I should say we have two decades worth of data on this, or I think goes back to around 2000.
No, you got two decades. Yeah, north of two decades, Chris. North of two decades.
There we go. And the baseline reading is 100. Uh-huh. And the reading for this past quarter Was 104, so still healthily above the baseline, but that 104 was a drop. It came down from what it was in Q4. I think Q4 was 109. How would you kind of, what does that mean? Like, put those numbers into a narrative for people. What does that mean about the current state of distributor outlook and confidence in the industry?
They're confused. Mm-hmm. They're concerned. Mm-hmm. They're concerned. Business is coming in still. Mm-hmm. Right. It's not necessarily dropping for mm-hmm. everyone or even the majority. Right.
Right.
But what it is everybody's kind of waiting for that next shoe to drop. Is it going mm-hmm. to be a good shoe or a bad shoe? I don't think the people really know. I guess I guess the next shoe to drop could be good. Right. Theoretically.
Yeah.
But like, what's it going to be? What's on the horizon next? I do think that, you know, for a while there, especially throughout most of Q1 and even, you know, still to this day a little bit, you hear about these corporate pullbacks. Mm-hmm. But then you have corresponding things like inflation's down, employment's still nearly at an all-time high. Mm-hmm. Like, those things shouldn't run in concert with each other, yet they are.
Yeah, yeah.
So I really think what you have is, it's people are saying, no, I'm not negative. Like, I'm not going down there yet, but man, I do want to know what's next. It's always nice, you know, you're always in business looking for like some level of certainty, mm-hmm. right? It's sort of, I think that's kind of lacking a little bit right now. Good news is some of the other things that were affecting the industry, like tariffs or the supply chain or things like that, we're seeing a little bit of a decrease in concern about those, certainly from the peaks. For supply chain, right? With the major debt troughs. But we're seeing this. So you have that sort of being taken off the table a little bit, mm-hmm. but it's just like it's the news cycle, man. The news cycle, I think, is really driving people up a wall.
Yeah, I think you said it well. I think it's just a simple matter of, as a distributor, I'm still doing business. People are buying, but like, what is going to happen? Are we going to fall off a cliff at some point? And when might that be? So I'm uncertain, and that uncertainty is making me feel less confident. I think I think we could put it that succinctly, that decrease in confidence wasn't because things plummeted. It was just because, hey, I'm uncertain where things are going. So I'm not feeling as rosy on my outlook right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. So, with that said, do you have any sense of how things are shaping up in Q2 for distributors at this point? Is there any preliminary research or just talk you've had with distributors?
Want me to tell you what I wrote in my notes in the margins next to when you asked that question?
Yes, sure.
Damned if I know.
Okay.
No, I mean, I don't mean that like flippantly, even though it comes off a little flippantly, which is kind of funny. What I mean is that, you know, we're recording this. We're roughly halfway through Q2.
Yeah.
The quarters, I've learned that the quarter's not written until you make it at least, you know, within the last week or two. That's when people really kind of know where the quarter's going. I don't know that I necessarily have a feeling for it yet. I think that coming out of Q1, the headwinds really increased, I felt, as we got through Q1.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they've necessarily decreased all that much. So I'll be very curious to see. I've learned long ago not to like try to pretend that I know what the data is going to show and what people are going through. That's why I'm kind of curious. But I don't know. I know that there were very strong headwinds coming out of Q1 though.
Yeah. So it's so interesting because obviously we've not done the macro research on this yet. So this is speculation, but yeah, I've heard, in keeping with some of the themes of Q1, there's some distributors that I've heard from that say, man, you know, I didn't have the greatest Q1, but business really started to pick up in Q2. And some of the hesitancy that people were showing early in the year, they're not showing now. And then there's others that are saying, there's still so much uncertainty in the economy. I'm just not sure if my clients are coming back. So it is, at this point, it seems fairly difficult to characterize where exactly things are going to go in this quarter. And then also keep in mind, too, last year's Q2 was very good. Like that was a very strong, very strong quarter.
Also, so, coming off of a weak Q1, like right. Q1 last year was not particularly strong, so it was also coming off of that as well.
Yeah, so it's like, so you wonder what the comparative looks like then. Like, is there going to be even if business is still going solid this quarter, Q2 2023, is it going to be enough to overtake what Q2 2022 was, given what a strong quarter that was? And I think that's what I'm interested to see to come out of the data in a few weeks here.
I think that's a good call. And also, I think you should make an effort to talk to people who are, you know, have businesses and hospitality in and around where Taylor Swift is putting on shows during Q2. Because I guarantee you, they may see an uptick in business.
Oh my gosh. For those listening, Nate and I are in the Philadelphia area, and Taylor Swift, who's a Philadelphia area native, just played 3 shows here over the weekend. And my gosh, was there some merch sales happening, huh?
There was. I was at the show on Mother's Day, and I was not going to wait in line for an hour and a half to buy a $45 t-shirt, however. Yeah. And that's at least how long the line was.
Yeah. And they, but many tens of hundreds of thousands, it's fair to say, were. So
there were almost as many people outside the arena as were inside of it.
That's a staggering thought. Staggering thought. All right. One last kind of question here for you. We realize that crystal balls are cloudy, especially now, given some of the uncertainty that we've discussed. But how do you think things will go for the industry and distributors from a sales perspective for the rest of the year?
I mean, listen, again, you know, when you think about what's going on in the industry, you're still dealing with put aside the industry for a minute, right? Like the industry, mm-hmm. we kind of know. Supply chain pressures are easing. That was a big thing. Tariff pressures are not necessarily as concerning anymore. There's, you know, business performance in the U.S. is strong, despite what the headlines are saying. So listen, I do think you're still going to see positive growth throughout the industry. Inflation, if that continues to be tamed, right, that will help overall economic activity. You know, it won't help prices, right? But I don't think prices are going to start coming down much, right? Yeah. I mean, prices can go up real fast. They come down a lot slower if we've learned anything over the last couple of years, right?
Yeah.
So I think what you're kind of going to see is a steadier growth, sort of like a return to a little bit, hopefully, of, and I do mean hopefully, by the way, of normalcy throughout the next 3 quarters through the end of 2023.
All right. So steady growth looks in percentage terms. Hey, we're not going to see the gaudy, you know, like we saw in Q4 2022, 11% year-over-year increase because business is just booming and the base, your comparative, was so much lower. It's going to be more in that lower single-digit range, maybe. But you're still seeing progress this year.
Growth. Listen, you know what? It might be higher. It might be mid-single digits. It might even, I don't know. You know, that's the funny thing. I think that, again, what happens with, you know, the central bank, with interest rates, with the Fed. Where are those numbers going? If there's not like a big crush of unemployment, you know, I think that, you know, for as quickly as business, you know, business can turn negative, can also turn positive very quickly too. I think the story for 23 has a lot left to be written.
Yeah. Well, that's a great observation. Probably a good place to end it. I'll just leave a thought. Like today I looked at the headlines, right? And I see, you know, oh man, Home Depot misses their, you know, revenue and earnings.
I saw that.
And they have a dour outlook. And then like 10 minutes later, an article comes out that says that retail spending in April, that consumer spending increased because, you know, inflation was down. So the consumer was more willing to go out and spend. So it's in keeping with this environment of uncertainty, but within that uncertainty, business is continuing to move in our industry and others. And even though we see those kind of scary headlines about massive layoffs at this big tech company or that big tech company, you know, small business seems to keep chugging along. Smaller businesses are hiring. Certain manufacturing, if I'm not mistaken, as an industry, just had, you know, posted a gain, you know. Mm-hmm. So like there's all these conflicting factors, but within that confliction, promo business seems to keep going. It hasn't nosedived. And it's not to say that it can't, but it seems like it's staying steady. And I feel like that might be the theme for a lot of the year. And I guess I'm just interested to see how it plays out.
I don't see any signs that it's going to, I mean, I just don't see any signs right now that it's going to crash. I just don't. I'm feeling like, again, people are kind of like waiting to see what happens yet. But while they're waiting, things are still continuing to happen.
All right, Nate Kuzma, thank you so much for joining me today on Promo Insiders. This was a lot of great insights there. And thanks, as always, for doing the survey. I think it's a lot of great data for the industry to jump into and kind of benchmark their business against and understand where things are.
Christopher, it's always a pleasure.